special day for us. It's our second time here. First time was for the Lord and for our visitors and friends, but today's for the Lord and for us as a church. And just as we were singing that song, I asked Rob for it because I just feel right at the outset, I want him to know, I want you to know, that this place is for him and we need to wait for him and allow him to come. Because this place is going to be good news, not because we're here, but because he's here. And him through us will bring good news. I want to welcome your presence, Lord. I want to say, Holy Spirit, we love you. I thank you that you're here. We sense your presence in this place. I want to pray that you make this your home. People will come in and their lives will be changed because you're in this place. Lord, help us as a church to be a good host, a host of your presence, and a host for friends and for visitors. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thanks, Rob. Amen. Take your seats, please. It's great to be here again, and this is a morning of dedication, committing this building, committing the church afresh to the Lord in this new season. And I just want to welcome Chris and Mags Lewis from Peppard, who've dropped in today, pastors in Peppard, visiting us for the first time. Lovely to see you. And I hope many others will have the opportunity to come and join us from time to time. In fact, as we were praying this morning, some of you might remember about probably 15, 20 years ago, we had a time of just asking pastors to come from across the town. And as I was praying this morning, I thought I'd really like to invite the very local five pastors from the five churches to come, that we can bless them and they can bless us, and just maybe just spend 10 minutes, quarter of an hour with us on one Sunday morning, and that we could assure them of our desire for partnership, and we could work together in this area to make a difference for him. Rod, can we just have the... I don't know if anybody saw this picture in the paper this week, but I thought it was a really good article, actually, in the Reading Post. Got the associate pastor up there leading the service, and others of us worshipping and praising the Lord. I think, Kate, how many... You put that on Facebook, that's where I nabbed it from. How many likes? About... Amazing number of likes, yeah. Anyway, so praise the Lord. It was a good article. They were here last week. That's me doing that, is it? Yes. Okay, the pavilion, our exciting story. In Ezra, there was when they came to dedicate the temple, the new temple which had been rebuilt, they had two dedications. They had a dedication when the foundation was laid, and there was much rejoicing and weeping, actually, a mixture at that time, as the new foundation for the temple was laid. And then they had another dedication when the temple was completed, and God came and filled the place, and there was the sense of his presence in the place. Well, we're having three dedications. We had one a few months ago when we first got this building, after a couple of weeks, and I'm going to show you a few pictures on the way to that. This is another one today. And then on the 7th of July, when Pastor Caesar comes and others from the town and the mayor and MPs said they want to come and join us, we will have that formal, official time. But this dedication is for us and for the Lord. So I just wanted to show a few pictures about where we got to. I want to rush through these. Some of these are... It wasn't me, but that is now. Some of these we're going to show somebody from the Rank organization tomorrow. That's when we first saw the place. Totally different now. You would hardly recognize this place, I don't think. That's the conference center now. That's the reception area. Budweiser has been replaced with Open Doors out into the Oxford Road. And I remember Paul saying to me, "Are you sure you want this building?" That's what it looked like after we'd renegotiated to buy it. It was an absolute mess. and it was a real old state. But praise God, it's changed. And do you know what I was thinking as I was looking through these pictures? Oh, hi there. Didn't see you from Street Pastor Friends, Greyfriars Friends. Good to see you. Yeah. Nice to see other friends here too. Do you know what I was thinking as I was looking through these pictures? When James was born, our firstborn, and each one of my children since, every phase we enjoyed so much. You know, it was like I was never longing for them to be 15 or 20 or leaving home. I enjoyed them as babies. I enjoyed them as two-year-olds. I enjoyed them as three, four-year-olds, and all the way up. Declare it in faith. And I felt that with this building, when I look back and see what a mess it was and how much we had to go, I remember being excited that those holes were being dug. You know, we were actually digging some holes, having cleared it all out, and this was the ceiling with all these things hanging down from it. And yeah, I was excited when we cleared it out and we could see the ceiling for the first time. And now we've got what we've got here. And I just wanted to show you these to show what the Lord's done. I don't know who they are, but they were up in our building somewhere. Who are they? Any own-ups? Okay. And this was on the day we dedicated the building, and up there in the balcony behind those curtains, a couple of hundreds gathered, and in all the mess that it was, we were so grateful we had a building. And look where we are now. But we were pretty excited on that day up there in the balcony. I think I'm going on from here. So, yes, as I say, we're going to have another dedication later. So this was then after that time, whizzing through these very quickly. Floor going in, all thrill and excitement, rushed down from Ralph Lane to take some pictures. You know, the floor was going in. Well, the steels were anyhow. And then the floor came up, and a lot of this was done with contractors. A lot was done with the help of volunteers. In fact, £70,000 worth or so has been saved through volunteers helping. You can still see those 400 holes which needed to be filled in the ceiling. John Kirtley was up there for 3 months with others of us, just filling in these holes and painting the ceiling. There they are, getting on with it, doing the work, scaffolding right up to the top there, and eventually down here, down the bottom, it began to take shape. I was going to put music to it, but I thought I might go through a bit quickly for music. And gradually, eventually, you know, day after day, week after week, month after month, things seemed to be formed, things seemed to be shaped up, lights began to appear, walls began to get painted, stairs appeared, more excitement. I was surprised when I came back from Bogota to find this amazing canopy there, but there you are, it's beautiful. And then excitement, Nat sent me through a picture, 12 lights had appeared on the wall down there. Reception taking place, volunteers painting, chairs arriving, more excitement. Just a day or two before we opened last week. And cleaning on the day before, that's Emily. And there was a lot of workers just cleaning and trying to make the stuff as nice as possible. A well-deserved break at the end of it. Oh, look, all these, see these little red things on the table? They're all the smoke masters. One up here, by the way, we need to take off, I noticed. Still there. And then we got the chairs out. And then we met and gathered last week in the pavilion for the first time. These are from the Evening Post, these pictures. They're good, aren't they? And that was afterwards. Pastor Caesar said, the building is too small. It made me think he was right. Not that I ever questioned him, but that's where we are. And that's where we got to. And so there's going to be three aspects to the service today. One is I really want to thank the Lord for all that he's done. It's his building. Number two is to dedicate it to him. And number three is as a church to say, we want to use this building for the purposes of God, the purposes that God has called us to. So he's honoured us with this incredibly beautiful building, which is going to get better and better. We come into his presence with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. We are a grateful people, not just because we've got a building. We are a grateful people because God's God and he saved us and he's chosen us to be part of his people. Psalm 100 says this, enter his gates, can you see it? Yeah, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. So we're going to do just that. We're just going to come with thankfulness. And I've asked four prayers to lead us in some short prayers of thanks. If you'd like to come up to the stage, and we've got a microphone here. So that's Nikki going to give thanks for the building. Sylvia is going to give thanks for the Lord's provision. Jamie for the army of volunteers, which have been helping to make it possible. And James for the potential and the vision that this building brings to us. I'd like us all to stand together. We're going to pray together and be thankful. And just for 30 seconds, for a minute each one's just going to lead us in a prayer of thanks. Okay?
So, Lord Jesus.
Are we on the mic? Okay.
Lord God, thank you for this awesome building. And thank you for the journey that Neville's just spoken about to bring us to this amazing place. Your faithfulness has been incredible, really awesome. We just thank you for being with us every step of the roller coaster adventure. And Lord, as we look around, we see this wonderful community that we're located in. And Lord, I ask that you would use this building to help us reach out to those people who live near us. Thank you for the fact that this is such a fabulous, fabulous location.
Yes.
It's better than anything we could have asked or imagined. And Lord Jesus, thank you that this building isn't just bricks and mortar and steel and all the other building materials. Thank you that it's our church home, that we can make it our home. And thank you that you already dwell here with us.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Father, I want to thank you this morning for the provision of the finance, for everything that you have provided for us. But you know, I want to thank you, Lord, that we have a body of people that you have moved through and upon, who have responded to you. And you have been growing us, and you have been stretching us. And I praise you, and I thank you that we are a living body of people in Christ. And I thank you, Lord, for the provision of finance. But I thank you so much for that which you have done in the midst of us, in our hearts and in our lives, that this finance and this building is here. And we are here because of that. And I just praise you for that, Lord Jesus. Will you be glorified? Would you continue to be glorified in our lives? And would
Amen.
You continue to deal with this area of finance in our lives, Lord Jesus?
Amen.
And for those
Amen.
Who have given, I pray, such an abundant blessing. Just like Isaac received 100-fold, Father, would you bless those, Lord, that have responded to your heart and that have experienced the touch of your Holy Spirit in this way.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, I want to thank you for everybody that's given their time, Lord, to actually make this building what it is, that have contributed with that sacrificial time, Lord, that they've given up. But my heart, God, is really moved by those that have absolutely given everything in terms of their time. There are people here, I'm not going to name them, Lord, but you know who they are, that have given ridiculous amounts of time, Lord, to this thing. Ridiculous amounts of time. People that have given so that it's really hurt. There are people that have sort of almost worn themselves out on this building. There are people, Lord, here that have really given so that it's hurt in terms of their time. But I thank you so much
for them,
God.
Yes,
I know that
Lord.
You really appreciate it. We know that everybody that's given time to this thing has done it because they love you, Lord God, and they've done it out of a heart of love for you. And God, that's our heart now. We, Lord, those of us have done a little bit. We offer that thing to you now. We offer that sacrifice of time to you now as a sign of our love to you, God. Because we really adore you. And we want this building to be a place where people learn that they can love you too. Amen.
Amen.
Father, this morning we give you all the honor, we give you all the glory, and we give you all the praise. Now, Father, every single good thing that you have given us is not so we can big up the name of LifeSpring Church, it's so we can big your name up,
yes.
Father God.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we really pray this morning that you would stir in our hearts a love for people who don't know you, Lord Jesus. That, Father God, you would give us your boldness, your passion, and your confidence to speak to so many people about you, Lord Jesus. That, Father God, one service on a Sunday morning won't be enough because we have seen so many people coming to know you for your glory. Lord Jesus, would people come and know you, not just a hand in the air, but would it be radical salvation?
Amen.
Would they be living for you, Lord Jesus, we pray. So instill in us a spirit of passion, boldness, and confidence. Knowing, Holy Spirit, that you can speak through us. We pray this for your glory, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Take your seats, please. I just want to add thanks to some special people. I am going to mention some names. I want to thank leaders and trustees for making this possible. I don't know if you just stand if I mention when I mention your name, please. John, Jackie, Andrew, Andy, Paul, Rob, Luke, and Kev. Thank you. Many meetings. You can take your seats. We've had many meetings, many hours together, hours and hours. Many decisions which have had to be made. Haven't always seen eye to eye, but we've maintained a unity and we've come through together. And I really want to thank you guys for just taking that responsibility and for the spouses behind them who released them for those extra hours over the last year or so. So thank you so much, guys, for your help. Too many volunteers to mention by name, and Jamie has already referred to them. But with their help, as I said earlier on, they've probably saved us over £70,000. Some have taken time off work, some have worked most Saturdays, some have worked regularly in the evenings, putting in hours and hours and hours. Some are pretty tired and worn out and are having a well-deserved break. But thank you. We wouldn't be here without you. But I am going to mention some people who I think just deserve special mention. And I want to say Nat and Chloe. Are you here, Nat and Chloe? I haven't seen them. No, Nat and Chloe have been amazing. Nat has been doing electrics to the early hours of the morning sometimes in here on a voluntary basis. And Chloe, a little bit more behind the scenes, but she has pulled so much together, organized so much. They deserve special mention. Malcolm... Malcolm Oliver. Where's Malcolm Oliver? He's gone home. He's worn out. He has been absolutely amazing. Day after day, with his disabilities, sometimes just sitting on the floor and just scraping the walls or the ceilings and clearing up all the mess that the professional people have made, he has come in for months and months and months. And I just want to thank Malcolm so much for his contribution. John Hollands, you have done an incredible job. Saturday after Saturday after Saturday, at least two evenings a week, organising teams here for 6 months or so, and Jill for releasing him. Thank you very much, Guy. You deserve it. And last but not least, John and Sylvia have been absolutely amazing too. This was the, I called it the Ukana ceiling, which is Ugandan for John. See, that's his name in Uganda. He was up there for 3 months, day after day after day. Once the ceiling was done, he's been down here doing the conference things. John has been amazing. Sylvia, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for all the hours and the time you've spent. And there's many others, but I just wanted to mention those particular people. So that's the first phrase, we are thankful. First phase, we are thankful. We are very thankful to the Lord. Number two. Well, we've done all those. Vision that needs a building, amen, yes. Leaders and trustee teams and then the guys there, yes. Number two, this is his pavilion. Psalm 27 says this, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing. Yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. I had to work really hard to find Pavilion mentioned in the Bible, but if you look in the Authorized Version or the New King James Version, here it is in Psalm 27. The Pavilion, and this is his pavilion, the house of the Lord, his temple. Now, I know in the Old Testament, that's where God came. He came to dwell among buildings, and he revealed himself in a tent, the tabernacle, and in the temple at a later stage. And I know in that sense, God isn't like restricted to a building. In the New Testament, we are the temple. He comes to dwell in people. He comes into our hearts. So in that sense, as we gather, he gathers with us. But I just wonder whether we can mix the two together a little bit and say, but Lord, we want you to fill this place. We're going to be singing later on, come and fill this place with your atmosphere, with your presence. Because I want this to be known as a place where he loves to come and dwell. And he loves to come and dwell here because we make him welcome here. Amen? So as we come, he comes. But I want this place to be his building. And I want this auditorium to be a temple for him, a sanctuary for him, where we will worship, where we will seek his presence, where people will get saved, where we will wait for him, where we will lift up and honor his name. And maybe this building or the church will be known as a place where Jesus is honored in the pavilion down the Oxford Road. That's our desire. That's my desire. A sanctuary and a temple. Secondly, a place of refuge and safety. The psalm talks about people finding refuge in his pavilion. And that's my prayer too, that anybody is welcome here in this place. They can feel free to come, knowing they're not going to be judged or condemned. A place where people can find security, acceptance, forgiveness, and safety. We want people to know that they will be completely welcome here. And church, we are going to have to adjust to what that means. Because as people walk in off the streets, I don't want them to walk back again having not spoken to anybody. I want them to walk into this place and be befriended. And we will welcome them, and we will draw them in, not just to the building, but maybe in the future into our homes too. Graham Cook prophesied over our church over 20 years ago. He talked about a place where you will see people coming in who are completely beaten by life, overtaken by life and by circumstances. They're in bondage, they're broken, they're hurt. But I want them to know there's a church at the pavilion that cares. And there's a church at the pavilion that has an answer for them because God is among us. Amen. So a place of refuge, a place of safety. And even if we mess up in the church, this isn't going to be such a holy place that, oh, I couldn't go there on a Sunday because I've had such a bad week. And if they knew what I was like, you know, they really wouldn't want me to be there. No, you're welcome. Don't keep doing it, but you're welcome. Amen. You've got to change, but you're welcome because God's in this place. And there's grace, and there's mercy, and there's forgiveness, but also there's victory. And we can conquer, and we can change. Hallelujah. So, a place of refuge and safety. And thirdly, from the psalm, a place of celebration. Youth will celebrate and dance, and shout and sing. Older ones will join with them too. Amen? We will sing praises. We will make music. We will bring sacrifices of joy to the Lord. Thank you, Rob, for leading us today, and guys. Brilliant. Some will think we're crazy. Some will think we're just over the top with our worship and praise. Some will think we've just gone too far. Like they did when David celebrated with all his might, they thought the same. Like they did when that woman came to Jesus. And she knelt down at his feet and she washed them with her hair, having poured the ointment over him. They thought, what a waste. How extravagant. All that money could be given to the poor, but she knew he was worth it. Because she was forgiven much, she loved much. And I want this place to be a place where we know we've been forgiven much, we're going to love much. And he's going to be lifted up. And there will be noise, and there will be singing, and there will be laughter, and there will be joy in this place. There will be party in this place, celebration. As people give their lives to the Lord in this place, we will rejoice and celebrate with heaven. Because he's here and he's come. This is for him. This is a building for him. We won't care what people think. We're just going to love and worship him. Worship has always been a high priority at LifeSpring. It's going to continue to be a high priority because it's about him and it's for him. Amen. Amen. He is so worthy. So three aspects there from the psalm. Let me move on quickly. This building is for the Lord. And it's for his church in Reading and wider. And it's for the community. On the 22nd of June, we're planning an open day here. And it's for the local community. We want to be a blessing and not just speak a blessing. We want to be good news and not just proclaim good news. So on the 22nd of June, Bev and Claire are pulling it together with myself and I think Craig. On that day, we want to open up this place to the local community. We will leaflet the area, invite them to come and have hog roast and barbecue outside if people get worried about the carpet here. There will be face paints and there will be everything and music and show around the place and energy will be doing some stuff and children will be welcome. We just want people to know the church is good news. And you thought the church was all stiff and starchy and separate and irrelevant, but no, the church is ordinary people like you and me. And we want to say, hi, we're here. What can we do for you? How can we be a blessing to you? So 22nd of June, we're going to be opening up the building. But it's for the Lord, and it's for his church in Reading. And I'm really pleased, in the beginning of June, there's a conference going to be here. Praise God. And it'll be the first one of many, I hope. And we hope other churches will want to use this place, because it'll be for them too. We, in that sense, have taken the initiative to buy the place, but now we're going to say, but Lord, this is for the people of Reading. They're welcome to come and use this facility. So I want us to pray, and I want us to dedicate this building to the Lord afresh. Is that okay? Penny, you need to make your way up. She led us in an amazing prayer up there in the balcony, and I kept asking for her. I said, Penny, write it down for me, write it down. That was absolutely incredible. Well, she's written it down. We're going to all pray it together. Penny, you've got a few words to say?
No.
Okay, she has, and she's going to lead us in this prayer. So tell us when you're ready, and I'll put it up there. Okay.
Is it up? It's on. This is a prayer I prayed, a bit based on Isaiah 58, which is an amazing passage about what the Lord requires of us. Just at the end of it, where it... we say that we will catch fire, they will catch fire. For those who don't know, that is the Holy Spirit. If you might not be used to words like that, you might be imagining something different. So it's the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray this together.
Can we stand together? Let's pray this dedication prayer to the Lord. Thank you, Anne.
Lord, this building,
the pavilion,
we dedicate to you.
We give it to you to be used for your glory,
your salvation, and your purposes.
Lord, we want to do what is right in this place.
We ask for your strength as we serve each other and as we serve those who will come and gather here.
The hungry and thirsty,
the lost and the lonely,
the sick and the empty,
the hurting and those who have no one to care.
We ask for your anointing as we open this building for you and for all you want to accomplish here.
Lord, you have called us to loose the chains of injustice, to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free, to share our food and provide shelter, to clothe the naked and to honour our families.
Then you say our light will break out like the dawn, our healing will quickly appear.
Your righteousness will go before us, and your glory will be our rear guard. You will say, here I am. Lord, you say, do away with the pointing finger and malicious talk. Then our light will rise in the darkness. You say we'll be strengthened. We'll be a well-watered garden, a repairer of broken walls,
a restorer of streets with dwellings.
We ask that you cleanse this building afresh,
and we invite you, Holy Spirit, to come now with your angels
and breathe life into this place,
Breathe life into our hearts. Lord,
we dare to ask you for the multitudes. We ask that many will come and find salvation in this place. We ask you for the youth of Reading, that they will come, that they will catch fire, that they will burn with a passion for you. We thank you that you have given us the honour of repairing and restoring this building for your glory.
The pavilion, a light shining in the darkness.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. It's all very exciting, isn't it? Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just want to be faithful to that call and that responsibility which you've given us. So lastly today, I just want us to commit afresh to the Lord and his dream for us. Everything's new. It's a new season. We need to forget the former things and to embrace the new. One thing doesn't change, and that's his vision and his dream for us. That's the reason he's given us a building. At the end of Moses' life, he pleaded once more with God. He said more that the Lord had told him, because of a certain act of disobedience, you will not enter the promised land. You will see the blessing, but you will not be able to go there. And Moses said to him, just as he was getting towards the end of his life, he said, Lord, please change your mind. You know, I've heard so much about where you're taking us. Please let me go. And the Lord said, no, I've made up my mind. You can't go. He said, but go to the top of Pisgah and lift your eyes toward the west, the north, the south, and the east. Behold it with your eyes. Moses saw the destiny of the children of Israel. He saw the land described as flowing with milk and honey. He saw that land of abundance and blessing from afar. Then he was instructed to commission Joshua for this new season. In fact, the verse probably comes up later. The verse says, but commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and cause them to inherit the land that you will see. Church, we have an awesome vision. We have such an amazing call of God on our lives, as every other church does too. But I'm just going to show you a little video clip, 10 minutes long, of what I believe God wants us to enjoy too. Just as Moses went up onto that mountain and saw what God wanted to do, I want you to receive, as you look, watch this clip, and begin to ask God, give me faith, help me to dream, help me to believe that that incredible thing you're doing across the world, you can actually do in this town of Reading too. So this is a clip. It's more than information. I really want you to receive as Rod, you begin to play it for me. Thanks very much.
It's the heart of God, you know, and as a church, we've been able to encourage them to embrace that heart, to win souls and make disciples, to bring people into the kingdom of God, care for them, and help them to be committed followers of Christ.
I was a pastor of a church of 400 people, and I had no devotional life. That's one of the first things that I learned from the pastors in Columbia. I learned that I had to have a personal time with Jesus every morning. I made a covenant to do that every day, to spend time in the Word of God in prayer before I even eat food. You know what? My wife made that covenant. My children made that covenant. The leaders in our church made that covenant. It transformed our church.
I've been a pastor for the last 15 years, and we grow our church for only 200 people. You know, I'm tired, and I realize that the only thing I know is to preach, you know, church management and church program. You know, I learned this from Bible school or seminary, but I realized I failed to really grasp the truth about disciple making.
but now I changed my mind. I go back to the original design of Jesus, how to run the church.
G12 Vision has really impacted my life personally. When I saw Pastor Castellanos make an incredible demonstration of what it means to consolidate someone, one day he called me from California and he said, "Art, the Holy Spirit is telling me to come to Hawaii to speak to your family." He flew all the way from California to Hawaii to consolidate my family, especially one of my daughters. Took time with her for a few hours, consolidating her. When he was done, he got back on the plane and he returned back to where he was at. And he showed me what it meant to consolidate, to really speak into a life, to really care for someone. And it was a phenomenal demonstration that has lasted with me forever and left an impression that I believe is eternal.
Le doy gracias al Señor por la visión G12, por la sabiduría de mi padre que nos marcó este rumbo antes de fallecer. Le agradezco al Señor por los pastores castellanos que desinteresadamente han venido a convenciones propias nuestras, aún antes de que mi padre falleciese, que han venido constantemente a las convenciones de G12 que hemos organizado en los últimos 5 o 6 años. Y no solo que vemos el crecimiento de la Iglesia Visión del Futuro, todas las demás iglesias que estamos acá en Argentina en la visión hemos crecido. Se puede notar en las diferentes convenciones, cada una de ellas cada vez más grande. Y bueno, terminamos en la última convención conquistando el estadio mundialista Mario Alberto Kempes, y el desafío es, bueno, estar ahí el año que viene también. Pero vemos cómo la mano del Señor nos está ayudando, cómo se levantan día a día nuevos líderes, nuevos obreros que están dispuestos a tomar con sus manos el arado y no mirar para atrás.
Is something that is the greatest blessing to not only the church, but to me personally.
And dear ladies, I encourage every one of you to stand with your husband and walk alongside your husband and serve in the vision together.
Despertar a la nación ha traído una sanidad, ha traído un ímpetu a los oración, de la intercesión, pero también desarrollando la visión de los 12 y la visión de las células.
Los cambios que ha generado la visión en las iglesias, en las ciudades, en las capitales y en cada lugar de Colombia, creo que ha sido algo muy notorio. La misma Colombia ahora presenta una imagen diferente hacia el mundo, una Colombia emprendedora, una Colombia esforzada, una Colombia más segura, una Colombia con muchas cosas que Dios mismo ha establecido, fueron como el fundamento, fue el abuso.
Abro las puertas de mi corazón
y te invito a que entres en él.
Y te invito a que entres en él.
Y seas mi Señor.
Y seas mi Señor.
Y mi Salvador.
Y mi Salvador.
Gracias por perdonarme y darme la vida eterna.
Gracias por perdonarme y darme la vida eterna.
Amén. Amén.
I remember at the time of transition, we had about 800 members, we had about 70 cells, and we just stepped out and we said, well, we want to do what Jesus wants to do. There was a conviction within our heart. As we started the G12 model, we realized that it wasn't so much the structure, but it was the heart. Now, it's not that the structure is not important. The structure reflects the heart, but it's got to start off with a right heart, having a heart after God, a heart where you're prepared to die to yourself, where it's not about you, as Pastor Cesar always teaches us, that the Holy Spirit is the senior pastor of the church. And that's really what connected us to the vision. When we saw the heart of Pastor Cesar, Pastor Claudia, that it's not so much the structure, but it's the heart, having that passion for people. And when the passion is there, now you can implement the structure, and the structure will work because the heart will work. And that's why it starts with our own heart, having a passion and compassion for people, and that's reflected within our family. When I just see what God has done within my marriage, what God has done within my family, what God has done within our children, how it has exploded and how people multiplied, how it's affected our nation, we give all the glory and the honor to God.
a privilege and an honor for us to be connected. That's how I see it. If it wasn't for the vision, I don't think we'd have gone for a building. I don't think we've ever have conquered the ability to purchase this building. But through our, through the life, through the connections, through the love that the Lord's given us and impacted our hearts with, we have begun to do things that we never were thought possible. So as I said, Moses was told, commission Joshua, encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land. I hope that those glimpses there show you some of the destiny, some of the potential, some of the dream that is in our hearts to see happen in Reading. Amen. That many people are saved. Hundreds are saved. I thank God for the ones. I thank God for the twos. I thank God for the small numbers which we've seen so far. Everyone is special to the Lord. But I want to see this town rocking because of Jesus. And I realize it's not just LifeSpring. We need churches. We need our brothers and sisters from other churches too. But together we want to commit to believing that God wants to do more than we've ever seen before. And we can't do it in our own strength. It needs his anointing. It needs his commissioning. It needs his spirit to be upon us. And when his spirit is upon us, all things are possible. So I want to close my talk anyhow by saying, you know, this is the most exciting and scary time of our lives. It's all right for you. That's how I feel it is. Most exciting and scary time. We're being called to live beyond our own abilities and to trust God for the impossible. Just as Joshua needed encouraging and strengthening in order for him to complete that which God called him to do, I believe we need that too from the Lord, that encouragement and that strength, so that we can see that dream which God is putting in our hearts fulfilled. Would you agree with me? We need his power. We need his presence. The Lord says it's not by might, it's not by strength, but it's by my spirit, says the Lord. And today, as we've prayed for the building, we've committed the building to the Lord. We've given thanks to individuals here in the church for their contributions, and everybody needs to be thanked because everybody's given. I would like us to close. We're going to sing a song in a moment or two, but I would like us to pray for everybody through my teams, through the teams of 12, really, that wants prayer, that we can say, Lord, encourage us. Lord, strengthen us. Lord, impart something afresh to us. You know, things have not worked out always as we thought. Things have been more difficult here. Things have not materialized there. But we come afresh to you and we say, we're trusting you, Lord, for the future. Would you like prayer for that? Can we agree for that? You know, Lord, come and touch us. We want to be part. We want to be involved. We want to be part of what you're wanting to do here in this place, in this town, and in this country. So let's stand together. We're going to sing this song together first. Holy Spirit, you're welcome here. And let's make him welcome. And think about the building. Think about the town. Think about your heart. You're welcome here in my heart. And let's pray that he'll fill this place with his presence and with his atmosphere.